Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Rosh Hashanah daf Yotes. We are starting by the second line of the two dots with the words Bez Din. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marshmallow Sarabas, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe, Hernish, Amos Shad Haven Aliyah. So we're going to be talking about a little bit of a different topic right now, which is going to be relevant to our Mishnah. This has to do with Egla Rufa. We know there's a parsha in the Torah which discusses if they found a dead body of a Yid outside of a city in Eretz Yisrael, Bez Din has to go out, measure which Jewish city this body is closest to. The Bez Din of that city has to take blame for his death. And at the end of an entire process, they take a young calf and their Eirefit, they chop it on the back of the neck, and that's considered their kapara. Now, this is only if they do not know who the murderer is, if they don't know who the Ritzach is. So then they have to go through this whole process. However, if they do know who the Ritzach is, they do not. Now, with that knowledge in hand, the Gemara tells us, Bezin Shara is a Hayreg. If the Bezin themselves saw the Hayreg, they saw the murderer. They said, Im Roin Anu Aisai, if we saw him, in Anumar Kirin Aisai, that's even if they do not recognize him. They don't know who he is. Maybe they can't pick him out from a whole lineup of people. Nonetheless, Loi Hayu Orphan, they don't continue with the process of the Arifa, because the Pasuk says, Ve'inenu loy ra'u, and our eyes didn't see. This is in a situation where they do not know who the Hayreg is, so they go through the whole process and they have to say a number of things, as the Pasuk says. One of those things they say is, Ve'inenu loy ra'u, we didn't see, but over here, Mikol Makum Vayrei ra'u. In this situation, they did see. They do know who the Hayreg is, even though they can't recognize him, they might not be able to pick him out, but they still saw him, and therefore they're not going to continue with the process. Now, continuing with this, Ubezin Shoros a Hayreg, when Bezin saw the Hayreg, so we have to have them testify that they saw him. How does that happen? Here we're talking about Bezin themselves who saw the Hayreg. So here we have Machlekes. Istanai Tani, those that teach in Braisa, Yamdu Shnaim, Vehidul Fnehen, the two of Bezin that saw stand up and they give Eidos in front of the rest of Bezin. Whereas Istanai Tani, there are those that teach, Yamdu Kulon, Vehidul Makam Acher, that all of Bezin, they have to go to a different place and testify in front of a totally different Bezin. And you can't just have some of Bezin testifying in front of the other people of Bezin. And that's because of a concept called Ein Eid Nasadayin, that somebody who saw, they're an aid. In this situation, we're talking about somebody who could potentially be an aid. They're not able to be a dayon. So this mandarma holds that all of Bezdin, since they're able to be aidim, they're actually not able to act as dayonim. So all of them have to give eidos in front of a different Bezdin, and none of them are allowed to be dayonim in this case. Now, this is where it's relevant to our Mishnah. Rav Yehuda Rapazi says, "B'shem Rav Zeirok, shem shein cholkin kan, ka cholkin be'edus ha'chodesh." The same way they have machlokes over here, they have the same machlokes be'edus ha'chodesh, as we had said in our Mishnah. Let's say Bezdin had seen the new levana, so the mandarma of our Mishnah clearly holds like the first mandarma over here. We just have two of the dayanim getting up and giving eidos in front of the rest of Bez Din, as opposed to the second man, the Amar of over here, would be an argument with our Mishnah, and he would seem to hold that regarding Eidos HaChadosh as well, the Bez Din who saw the Levana has to give eidos in front of dayanim who did not see it at all, because again, this concept of Ein Eid HaRoya Nasa Dayan. So we ask on the next case of the Mishnah, which was very similar, and I told us that three of the dayanim had seen. So what do? Two of them stand up, they have to take another two dayanim, sit them down to act as the Bez Din, and then those two who had seen give eidos in front of three dayanim, two of them who had not seen, and the remaining one did see. So now the Gemara asks, V'yakam chad, V'yasef chad, V'yakam chad, V'yasef chad. If you're telling me that Eid Haraya Nasa Dayan, somebody who had seen is able to act as an aid and technically could be a dayan as well, so then what do we have to have two of the dayanim standing up for, and then bringing two new dayanim to sit down for a total of two testifying and three sitting down? Why can't we just bring one new dayan over here? So we're gonna have three dayanim sitting down. Two of them had seen, one of them had not. Then we have one dayan standing up who had seen the new moon. He's gonna give eidos. Then he's gonna sit down, and then one of his friends who had seen is now gonna get up and give eidos in front of them. So somebody's acting as an aid and a dayan. Why can't we do that? It seems to be in tune with what we're talking about now, that that's okay. In Eid Haraya Nasa Dayan, even though he saw, he could also be a dayan. Says the Gemara that no, Shani, this case is different. She'in Aid Nasa Dayan. An aid himself can't be in Dayan. Meaning, once somebody gave testimony, he actually testified, so then he can't be a Dayan. If he was Aid Haraya, he had seen, and he can technically testify, that's not a psalm being a Dayan, as long as he didn't actually testify. But the moment he already gave his Eidos over, so then he's not allowed to be a Dayan anymore. We actually have a story about this. Kadar of Chuno, just like Rav Chuno, Haviyada Sadu L'chad Barnash, he knew Eidos regarding this particular person. He knew, let's say, that Ruvain owed Shimon money, and Azal by Maiden Kuma, they came in front of him for him to judge the case. The kafir bein, he was kaifer. When Shimon told Ruvain in front of Rav Chuna, "You owe me money," Ruvain said, "No, I don't." He totally denied the whole thing. Amalei Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak, Rav Shmuel Rav Yitzchak told Ruvain in front of Chuna, "Beyinda at yada, Rav Chuna bar nasha rabba. Since you know that Rav Chuna is a great man, at kafir bein, you're being kaifer in front of him. It's meaning since you know that he's the dayan in this case, and that ain aid nasa dayan, that's the reason why you're denying the whole loan in front of him, because you think you're gonna win due to the fact that no one's able to give aid to against against you that you actually do owe the money, because since he's the judge of the case, he's not able to give edus against you that you actually do owe the money. Is that why you're denying it? Well, what about the following? Ma'ilu yezol v'yased alach kumi bezin chayrin. Let's say he gets up and he gives edus against you in front of a different bezin. So then you're stuck. And then it's not the smartest thing to be denying this money. Now, Amar Rav Chana told him, v'avdin kain, such a thing could be done. Right now they're coming to me as the dayon, but I do know that Reuven is wrong, that he really does owe the money. I could get up and go to a different bezin and testify against him. Amar Lay, so he told him, and yes, you're allowed to do that. And actually, v'shar Rav Chana garmei min ahudina, Rav Chana released himself from this din, v'azal v'asad aloi kumi bezin chayrin, and he actually went and testified against Reuven in a different bezin. The Gemara brings someone of a related case. There was a shtar that was brought to Bezdin, and there was an error against both the signatures of the Edim and the Dayanim. We know on the standard shtar, let's say that Reuven owes Shimon money, so we're not only are we going to have Edim that are testified to that fact, we also have something that's called a henpik, which is a confirmation by Bezdin that they checked out that everything in the shtar is correct. So usually, such a shtar that has not only Edim but also a henpik is quite confirmed and solid and is able to be used. Other situation where a person came to Bezin and he said that both the Edom are false and the henpik is false. Everything is false. If he wants to confirm the shtar either with the Edom or with the Dayanim, that could be done and that's fine. But I say, they could even be a combination of just one of the Edom and one of the Dayanim. If we have even these two people testifying that they had signed on this and that it's kosher, then that's fine and we're going to follow their Edos. Now we go back to discuss Kiddush HaChodesh, and as we've mentioned previously, number of times, Beis Din would send out shluchim to say that they are mekash the chaydesh. Over here, we're going to see that they would often send them with a code word to make sure that this is a true shliach and that he's not a false impersonation. Says the Gemara, b'yamid ravo and diz ravo, asun, these edim had come, b'yamimar, and they were supposed to say as their code word, goyalenu, which literally means our redeemer, b'va amun, instead, they said, ge'ula senu, which means our redemption, b'va kiblun, he accepted them, and he realized that they just made a mistake, they got a little confused, and this wasn't grounds for apostling them that they said the wrong word. Similarly, B'yamid Rebrechia and Dez Rebrechia, the two Edom came to him and Ishtatkun, they actually had become mute, they were unable to talk, and Amar Loin, so he asked them, Shematan Deskadish Yarcha, did you hear that they sanctified the new month, Varchinon Rebashayan, and they nodded their heads, V'kiblon, and he accepted them, this was good enough. Since this is not Edos, this is just a message from Bezdin that they were Makash L'Chaydesh, so just nodding the heads is good enough. And to Yotes on Bez on top, we're going to Halacha Bez, which from now till the end of the Masechta, we're going to be discussing Rosh Hashanah as we know it, the beginning of the year, talking about Tkiyas Shofar at length, and also tefillos that we daven. So the Mishnah tells us, Kol Shofars Ksherin, all Shofars are kosher to be blown on Rosh Hashanah, Chutz Mishal Parah, except for that of a cow, Mnei Shu Keren, because it's called a Keren, and it's not called a Shofar. Now Rabbi Yezi says, V'loi Kol Shofars Nekru Keren, all Shofars are called a Keren. Shnei Rav, the Pasuk says, V'hayim Shoich B'Keren HaYovel, Kishamachem Es Kol HaShofar. So the Gemara right away addresses, Havim Boi Meimar, they want to say, the V'loi Pligin, Rabbi Yezi is not arguing with a Chamim, and they just simply telling the Chamim that that's not a reason to passel the Karen of a Shor just because it's called a Karen, because other Shofars as well are called a Karen. However, Ashkachas Tani was found taught in Braisa, the Rabbi Yossi Machshir B'Shal Parah V'Chamim Paislin. The Rabbi Yossi actually does argue with them because he says clearly that the horn of a cow is kosher to use as a shofar, or as a chum say it's pasul. Now the question is, Matam Rabbi Yossi, what's Rabbi Yossi's source? And the answer is, the pasuk tells us, V'hayim Mashiach B'Keren HaYoyvel, and it'll be with the Mashicha, which means like the drawing out, the long blast of the Keren HaYoyvel, which means the ram's Keren. So we see from here that a ram's horn is called a Keren, and we still are allowed to use it as a shofar. Therefore, the Keren of a Parah, even though it's called a Keren, is still allowed to be used as a shofar. Now we go to the Rabbanon. Matam Rabbanon, what's their source that the Keren of a Shor is called a Keren? So pasuk in Tehillim tells us, V'sita Hashem Mishar Par Makrin Mafres. This is David HaMelech saying in Tehillim that the Shiras V'Sishbachas that I sing are going to be better to Hashem. They're going to be more pleasing to Hashem than a Shar Par, which is Makrin Mafres. So literally translated, that means a Shar Par, which is a fully grown bull, it has horns and hoofs. Makrin Mafres. However, Mi Karen Ksiv, we could also read it as Mi Karen. This word Makrin could be read as Mi Karen, and that means has a horn, and so we see that a cow has a Karen. So we further explain Shitas Rabbanon. Rabbanon, what would they respond to Rabbi Yossi? Call a shofaros nikru Karen. You're right, all shofaros are called Karen, but the nikru shofar, they're also called shofar. Chutz mishal para, except for a cow, shenikru Karen v'lo nikru shofar. It's called Karen, it's not called shofar. That's why it can't be used as a shofar. So Sevan, Tami in the yeshiva asked, Harishal Ya'el, what about a Ya'el, which is machlekes what type of animal it is, but bottom line is, Hare enikari, loy Karen v'lo shofar. It's not called a Karen or a shofar, but the next mission is going to tell us that we are allowed to use it. And so we see that something that's not called a shofar is still allowed to be used. So really going back to square one, my kedayin, what's the reason Chachamim say that you can't use the karen of a para? And the answer is, kidam Rav Levi. It's like Rav Levi said, shani, the horn of a cow is different, she'en kategar nas sanegar, the accuser can't be the defender. This has to do with the egel azov. The egel is a calf, which obviously when fully grown becomes a cow, and the egel azov is what we call the kategar. It accuses Klal Yisrael for averus, and therefore we can't use that which is the accuser as the defender, so that's why we can't use its horn. And moving on to Halacha Gimel, the Mishnah tells us, Shev Shal Rosh Hashanah, the Shev of Rosh Hashanah, Shel Ya'el Pashut, it's from a Ya'el, again, whatever type of animal this is, and it's Pashut, it's usually straight, as opposed to, let's say, a ram's horn, which is usually curved. And when discussing the Shefer in the Beis HaMikdash, Upiv Mitzupazov, the mouth is covered with gold, Ushtei Chatzotches Minat Stadin, and there's two trumpets on the sides of the Shefer, so the Shefer's in the middle, and there's two Chatzotches on the side, and Shefer Marech, the Shefer blows a longer blast, Chatzotches Mekatzreis, and the Chatzotches, they blow shorter blasts. And why is that? Shemitzah Yom B'Shefer, that's coming to emphasize that the mitzvah of the day is with the Shefer. Now the Gemara tells Amar Rabbi Yonah says, why is it the Shefer is Pashut, that's relatively straight? That's because Kedei Sheyivshtu Libam B'Tshuva, to emphasize that people should, so to speak, straighten their hearts out through tshuva. We discussed the Mishnah had said, Piv Mitzvah Zav, the mouth is coated with gold, so we clarify, Tzipo Zav Mibifnim, Pasol Mibachutz, Kasher. If the gold was on the inside of the mouthpiece, it's Pasol, whereas if it's on the outside, it's Kasher. That's because if it's on the inside, you're blowing through gold, not blowing through a Shefer, and you have to use a Shefer, not gold, and so that's why on the outside it's okay. Now also, Tzipo Makam Hanachas Piv, Oishahaya Kailoi Avim Machas Tzipoi Pasol, even if the gold is on the outside, but if it's right near where the mouthpiece is, so again, he's putting his mouth where there's gold, that's pasul. Or if even if it's not by the mouthpiece, if there's so much gold on it that it changes the sound of the shofar, that also is a psul. We continue, the Gemara tells us, Amar Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says, Hada Amar, this tells us, the pshuta shesham miktsasa mena masasek, if a person heard the end of a shofar blast from a masasek, yatsa, that's a proper girsa, he is yaitse. So first of all, hearing from a masasek is referring to a person who's just blowing shofar absentmindedly, and so one who hears from him is not yaitse, because there's no intention whatsoever to be mekayim the mitzvah. However, as the person is blowing, let's say somebody comes over to him and says, have me in mind, I want to be yotzei tkiyas shofar. So he just continues this shofar blast that he's in the middle of, but now intending to be mitzi, the one who's listening. So then that person who's listening now actually is yotzei. And that means even though the first half of what was blown wasn't done to be mitzi anyone, so no one's yotzei with it, the second half was mitzi that fellow. Now originally, right now, Rabbi Yosef is saying that it seems to be we can learn that from the Mishnah. How so? Well, because we have a very similar case at the end of the Mishnah. Shofar Marech, Chatzotzes Mekatzreis. The shofar in the Beis HaMikdash blows very long, the Chatzotzes blow shorter, and that means that they're starting out together with the shofar and the Chatzotzes blowing all together. And we know there's a concept called Trei Koli Loi Mishtamai. You can't hear two things at once, so you can't possibly be hearing the shofar if you're also hearing the Chatzotzes. And so it's only at the end of the shofar blast, when there's no more Chatzotzes being blown anymore, that's what the person's being yotzei from, as we see that even though the first part of that shofar one wasn't yotzei with, the second part one could be, and so that's the same thing by Shamei Menah Masasek. However, now the Gemara tells us, V'haida Amra, where do we actually learn this from? In truth, we're not able to learn it from our Mishnah, because the concept of Trei Koli Lo Mishtamai does not apply over here. This is called a Dover Chaviv, even though usually, Trei Koli Lo Mishtamai, you can't hear two things at the same time, or something that's very beloved to you, so then you are able to pick out the sound that you want. So we're talking about Shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even though in the Beis HaMikdash it's being blown together with Chatzotzes, since he dafka wants to hear the Shofar because Rosh Hashanah, he's going to be focusing only on the Shofar, not on the Chatzotzes, so really over there, he even hears the beginning. As no back to Rabbi Yosef said, a person's misasik, he's just blowing the Shofar, he's not paying attention, he doesn't mind to be mitzi anyone. In the middle of his Shofar blast, somebody comes over to him and says, have me in mind, please be mitzi me, so he just continues blowing, but now with the intention to be mitzi, so the person is yaitzi with the second half. Where does this come from? And the answer is, we have a Mishnah that discusses a person who's blowing shofar blast. Let's just take a classic Tekiya Shvarm Trua Tekiya. So that's the first one. And then we have another Tekiya Shvarm Trua Tekiya. So what does the Mishnah tell us? Takabari Shaina Umashach Bishniya Kishtayim in Biyadai Ala Achas. That if at the end of the first set, he's blowing the last Tekiya of the first set, and he just continues that long enough to be also counted as the first Tekiya of the second set, namely Tekiya Shvarm Trua. So second Tekiya right now, he blows long enough to be counted as a second Tekiya, and the first Tekiya as the second set of key is from true tekiah, so that counts only as one. And right now we're assuming that it's counted as the first tekiah in the second set, and that means that the first half of this very long tekiah is not counted at all. It's really just like misasek. As we see from here, that we could be yotze with the second half of a very long tekiah, even though the first half doesn't count. However, of our bar zminus, the Rishon Zeira afilu achasein biyadai, it doesn't even count even as one. Chafa Manafa on top lama. Why is that? That's because roisha gabe soifa mitzaref, v'soifa gabe roisha mitzaref. The beginning is connected to the end, and the end is connected to the beginning. Because if you think about it, when he started blowing this tekiah, he had in mind that it should be for the end of the first set, and when he continued blowing it, he had in mind that it should be the beginning of the second set. And so, really, the two halves of this tekiah technically do combine with each other. And in essence, that tells us that loy roisha is lo soif, v'loy soifa is lo roish. That the beginning didn't have an end, and the end didn't have the beginning, because his kavan of the beginning has nothing to do with what he did at the end, and his kavan at the end had nothing to do with what he did at the beginning, and therefore we actually cannot learn anything from this case. We're going to stop it for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalet, continue to discuss Shifras, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.